Do you ever feel like you keep getting stuck in the same place? I mean, you just keep spinning your wheels and make the same mistakes over and over again. Or maybe you just can't get out of a rut and you feel tired or maybe even resentful at times. For some, they know they have inner wounds that still need healing. They know exactly what's hurting them. For others, it might not be so obvious. What I mean is that many of us go through life doing what we have to do, but we still feel unsettled. So we go through the motions with a nagging sensation that something is missing. In any case, you might feel that you have to do something to get better. Maybe you feel like you need to improve your conduct and actions, or maybe you feel like you have to do more to set the world straight. But wait a minute. There may be something else you need. There is something much more important, something deeper. What you need, what we all need, is inner healing from God. But how does that work? What does it look like? Many times, our negative reactions and feelings come from old, deep wounds we have. They could be self-inflicted wounds, or wounds where others hurt us, or maybe even both. Since we hurt, we may feel sad, detached, anxious, or even angry. And we might do things or act in ways that aren't healthy. And it all comes back to those old, unhealed wounds. So instead of going around in circles, instead of living with the hurt, just stop for a moment. Make time for silence. Set aside a quiet time with God, with the simple purpose of asking Him to heal you. It's not always something specific, but the hurt is there. You know it, you feel it, and God wants to help you in that place. So invite the Lord into that place. Invite Him into those places of spiritual poverty, where you just don't feel like you measure up, where you fail, where you act negatively, where you know you want to be better but just can't. Ask God to do it. Give Him permission to work there. He loves to do this. The Lord will never force you, but if you invite Him in, great healing can take place. So make the time. Ask for God to heal you on the inside. Be patient with yourself and let the Lord's miraculous touch work in your heart and soul. And then, when you are healed, you are free. Things seem lighter as you don't carry the burden of your hurt alone anymore. Christ is there now. He not only heals the wound, but He stays. He remains with you to continue the healing and restoration process. So go to Him. Let Him heal you. Let Him be with you. Let the Lord Jesus set you free. Now let's pray. O loving Lord, we give You thanks and praise. You are our truth and our salvation. We come to You now as we are poor in spirit. We come to You now to present our inner wounds to You. You alone can give us the healing we need deep down inside. You alone know our heart of hearts. So we come to You, Lord, trusting completely in Your goodness and mercy. We open ourselves up to You to receive Your healing touch. We need You. We depend on You. May Your Spirit give us the healing we need, and may He stay with us always. Restore us, O Lord, with Your loving, tender grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.